Welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. And it looks like we're kicking off November with some serious momentum carrying over from a monster October.
Absolutely. Equity futures are pointing higher across the board, especially in tech. The NASDAQ futures are leading the charge, up over 160 points.
It's the same story, right? Strong earnings, the AI narrative, and now some clarity on the U.S.-China trade deal. The market is feeling cautiously bullish to start the week.
Cautiously? Why the caution when everything looks so green?
Well, the headline numbers look great, but if you peel back the onion, the breadth isn't fantastic. The percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average is actually bearish. So while the mega caps are pulling the market higher, a lot of soldiers aren't following the generals. It's something to watch.
Got it. So speaking of macro drivers, the White House released details on that China trade deal over the weekend. Any surprises?
Not really. It was largely in line with expectations. The key takeaway for the market is that the threatened additional 100% tariff is suspended for a year. That removes a major overhang of uncertainty, which is always a positive.
Okay, let's turn to the economic calendar. What do we have on tap for today?
The main event is the October ISM Manufacturing Index, coming out at 10 a.m. Eastern. The consensus is looking for a reading of 49.4. Remember, anything below 50 indicates contraction, so we're still expecting the manufacturing sector to be in a bit of a slump.
And of course, it's another massive week for earnings. What's catching your eye from the pre-market reports?
A few big ones. BioNTech posted a really strong beat on both earnings and revenue, and guided their full-year revenue above consensus. The stock is reacting well, up almost 3%.
That's a solid move. Anyone else?
Definitely. IDEXX Labs also had a great report, beating on the top and bottom lines and guiding their full-year forecast higher. But the real fireworks are in the M&A space.
All right, let's get to it. What's the big deal of the day?
The big one is Kimberly-Clark acquiring Kenvue in a cash and stock deal. And the market reaction is telling a very clear story.
How so?
Kenvue, the company being acquired, is skyrocketing. It's up over 22% pre-market. Meanwhile, the acquirer, Kimberly-Clark, is getting absolutely hammered, down almost 18%, a classic case of the market thinking the buyer is massively overpaying.
Wow, that is a brutal reaction for Kimberly-Clark shareholders. Now, I'm seeing some absolutely wild moves on the gapping up list. What is going on with Caribou Biosciences?
That's the lottery ticket of the day. Caribou, ticker CRBU, is up an incredible 140%,
140%. What was the catalyst?
Positive results from their phase 1 clinical trial for an anti-CD19 CAR T-cell therapy. This is a huge win for them and a reminder of how explosive biotech can be.
And on the flip side, who's in the penalty box this morning?
That would be Alvotech, ticker ALVO. It's down more than 23% after receiving a complete response letter from the FDA. That's essentially a rejection for now and a major setback for their biosimilar application.
Ouch. Now, you can't talk about a tech-led rally without mentioning the chip sector. I see NVIDIA is making news again.
NVIDIA is always in the mix. It's a bit of a push-and-pull story this morning. On one hand, Microsoft got approval to ship NVIDIA chips to the UAE, which is a positive. But President Trump also reiterated that he won't allow the most advanced chips to be sold to China. For now, the stock is shrugging off the China concerns and is up about 2%.
So putting it all together for the traders listening, what's the game plan at the open? What are the key levels you're watching?
The plan is to stick with what's working, but be nimble. Focus on the momentum in tech and consumer discretionary. For the SPY, I'm watching support right around the 680 level, with resistance up near 685. For the QQQ, support is at 628.
Any specific names on your watch list?
I'm watching NVIDIA for a potential entry. It's on my anticipation list. If we get a small pullback towards the open, that could be an opportunity. The key is not to chase these big green candles at the bell. And I would avoid trying to catch a falling knife in the weaker sectors like materials and utilities until they show some signs of life.
Great advice. A cautiously bullish stance, watch the weak breadth, and stick with the leaders. A perfect setup for a very busy Monday.
Exactly. Manage your risk. Don't get chopped up and let the trades come to you. It's going to be a wild week.
That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a profitable trading day, everyone.